So I guess, first of all, it's looking like it's going to be the BAFTAs for the Brits. Do you not think? You know, we've got a pretty strong three British actors in the Best Actor category. Which one do you think will take it?
I think it'll come down to Brits versus one sole American, Michael Keaton for Birdman. But I think Eddie Redmayne will take it for The Theory of Everything. His amazing performance as Professor Stephen Hawking is just great, and it seems to tick all the awards boxes. And yeah, I think he will triumph ultimately.
Do you not think Stephen Fry said that people have been saying to him, well, that he thinks that people are going to dilute the votes, that they're going to be split by Benedict to Eddie, and in that sense it might actually make some of the others get more votes than them?
I don't think that's going to be the case. I think splitting of votes only really happens when someone is nominated against themselves, which has happened from time to time. But I can't see it happening. I think in terms of the acting performances, there is a pretty clear front runner. It's Eddie Redmayne. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic in The Imitation Game, but I don't think that the force has been with him, so to speak, for a while. I think the sort of wind's been blowing in Eddie Redmayne's direction.
He's picked them all up, hasn't he? What about for the girls? Do you think it's going to be a British girl that takes it? Because lots of people are putting their money on Julianne Moore.
Yeah, Julianne Moore is pretty much nailed on for Still Alice. Everyone else will turn up and have a lovely night. And I think it'll be okay because they won't have the expectation that they might win, that hope that they might win, and therefore the butterflies usually fly through your stomach. I think everyone else in the Best Actress category can just relax, enjoy the show, have a nice dinner afterwards. Julianne Moore will have her speech knocking around in her head. She's got it.
Definitely.
I would say so. It would be an amazing shock if she didn't win it. There's always a chance that BAFTA might go for the homegrown hero, and maybe Felicity Jones might take it, but I don't see it.
So what about Grand Budapest Hotel? It shocked everyone when it took the most nominations. I don't think even you thought it was going to do all that well at the Oscars, and then it equaled Birdman at the Oscars as well. Do you think it's going to come away with the most statues at the end?
No, I don't think so. It's interesting. It's a front runner in terms of nominations, but I cannot really see it winning much. If anything, it might win Best Score. It's got maybe a shot at a screenplay category. But for me, it's coming down to three, I think, really, at the BAFTAs. I think it's going to come down between Birdman, Boyhood, and The Imitation Game. I don't think The Imitation Game is going to be a factor in the Oscars, but I've just got a sneaking suspicion that Home Advantage might play a big role here.
So do you think it's going to take the Best British Film as well?
You know, I think it might do. However, I think Best British Film is a great chance to highlight something that audiences, that otherwise the awards ceremonies have otherwise overlooked. And for me, then, Best British Film of last year by a mile was Paddington. I think that's the way to go with that one.
I think a lot of people have been thinking that.
Yeah, indeed. Paddington, I'd love to see it happen.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.